This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome to Conversations with Toy, a blogcast tackling life one episode at a time. This is the time to air out life's craziest moments. This space is all about speaking about life's hang-ups and ways in which we can leave better than when we started. Topics are all about ways we can find space to be better in life, love, mental space, and health.
Happy Friday! I hope that you have had the most amazing week. I am Toy, your podcaster. I'm also a content creator. What else do I do? I'm a blogger. I run a business. I'm a freelance writer. I got a lot of titles. Also, I'm a wife and a mom. But you didn't come to hear about all my things that I do. You are here, hopefully, because you enjoy or you are learning to find yourself when it comes to your mental health. On this podcast, we talk all things mental health and wellness. We also talk about what's happening on these internet streets and pretty much everything that's in between. Listen, before we even begin to get started, first of all, I'm going to give you a welcome, and then we're going to get started. So first of all, if this is your first time, meaning you just somehow was just looking through podcasts, maybe you heard first 2 seconds, and you're like, you know what? Her voice is okay. I'm going to stay along. Hey, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. But I just want to say, don't let this be your last time. Make sure you make yourself, like they used to say in church, make yourself a member. Come back. There are 1,001 episodes. So this is what, season 12, this is episode number 3. Listen, we got things that we talk about on this podcast. So if you're married, come on through. If you're single, come on through. If you're a mom, come on through. If you ain't a mom and you're like, listen, I ain't trying to have nobody's kids, listen, I'm here for that. If you're saying, hey, I'm a dad, I want to be here too. Ain't nobody discriminating. Hey, whatever your pronouns are, come through. You know why? Because whatever you do has got nothing to do with me, and I got nothing to do with you. I do not discriminate whatsoever. I want you to be here, and I'm glad that you're here. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and give you a little bit of a preface for this episode. So many times on episodes, I try to lay out the groundwork. Like, is this going to be explicit language? I don't want to say that there's going to be explicit language, but this particular episode, we got so much to talk about, because this week, these last few weeks, and since we're ending out January, has been almost like a year in only 2 weeks. So we're going to talk about it. Now, if you're one of those cute little people that say, I don't talk about politics because it stir up the pot, I want you to go ahead and just get you a spoon, okay? I want you to go ahead and get a spoon. Clean it real good, because, you know, we like to rinse things twice. I want you to get a spoon. I want you to rinse it, and I want you to get ready. Because politics don't no longer just stay out of the conversations. We have to have conversations about them, because they affect our actual lives. So I just want to give that little preface so you can make your decisions. I hope you stay, because that's what I would like for you to do, is to stay and get comfortable, take your shoes off, do all the things. But we got lots to talk about. And of course, it's going to be about our health and wellness, because the title of this episode is We Are Holding On By Our Edges. We are holding on by our edges. And why are we holding on by our edges? Let me just explain for the folks that don't understand what edges are. That's the edges of your hair. We like to slick them down because ours usually be a little unruly. So we like to slick them down with a product called Edge Control. And so when I say that we are holding on by our edges, that means we are barely out here making it. we're barely out here making it. We done put product on there. We done put some prayer. We done put some oil on there. We done did all the things on here, and our edges are still reverting. That means they still trying to curl up. They're not listening. They don't want to do right. And that's how our life has been these last 2 weeks. We are holding on by some old, dusty, crusty edge control that has had done its all due, and we are at the wit's end where we just breathe on our edges one more time, we ain't gonna have no more. We are literally holding on by our edges. So stay tuned. Let's go ahead and get into this conversation. All right. In the last few weeks, 2 weeks, I believe, to be exact, life as we have known it has gone to hell in a handbasket. Okay. Literally, we sworn in number 47. And 47 said, everything that I said in Project 2025 that he said he didn't know nothing about somehow has manifested. We have gotten, and we're doing the whole immigrant sweep, which also has taken Americans. Listen, I don't know if you know, but I'm also break this down. I'm a political science major in college. I studied it, got a degree in it. And a part of that is to learn how to analyze a lot of the things that you're getting. When you see things, you're looking at the numbers, you're seeing how things are going, you're looking at trends. I studied all of those things, okay? Now, in the midst of studying, what we also learn is that there's always this smoke and the smoke screen, but then there are things that are usually in plain sight, but they read by emotion. So what does that mean? You can read something. It could be in black and white. It could be in print, but you read by your emotion. So you'll say things like, oh no, that wasn't true. That didn't happen, when you read by emotion. So in my studies, I wasn't allowed to read by emotions. We had to read by what the facts say. We have to read by what we read in black and white. And if you can write it out in print, if you can find something in print, it's usually true. Okay. And so when Project 2025 first hit the screens, everybody had their opinions. And because he denied it, everybody was like, see, we don't know where this came from. That's from these nationalists. They want their way. Well, we're in 2025 right now, because this is our first month of January. Again, we are holding on by our edges. This is only the first month, and we got 11 more months this year, okay? Just went and sang our song. We done drank our champagne barely, and we have been fighting for our lives ever since, okay? So now 47 is in office. Project 2025 is unfolding right before our eyes. If you go back and read it, if you want to know, like, what's the next steps, what's going to happen, just go read Project 2025. Go ahead and read it. Everything that happened, that has been happening, was outlined in Project 2025. Okay. Elon Musk wants to rule the country. And because he can't get into the seat, he's going to basically be having Trump be his puppet. And so therefore, we are struggling right now. Struggling. Because we are having a computer tech whiz kid with a lot of power run the highest office, not because he's in the office, but because he has access to the office. So everything that he says, in my opinion, will go. And all these people that are being confirmed just this week are people who are incompetent, right? We got incompetence in the White House. We got incompetence in the very things that are vital to our livelihood. As long as everybody played the loyalty game with Trump, he is rewarding them by giving them these offices, and they have no experience. Now, here's the thing, you know, back in my time, and I'm only 43, back in my day, I remember very explicitly as a kid, my mother always saying, you know, especially for Black women, we got to work twice as hard just to see the bare minimum, right? My mom always stressed working hard. You know, you got to work hard. You got to put the time in, because you're never just going to, nobody's going to ever just hand you anything. Now, my mama was right. Times have decided to prove that there's maybe a possibility for you to skate through some things, right? And in the spirit of skating through, as long as you know who you know, and as long as you have the connections that you know, you don't have to have any type of skill set. So this is why I tell people, listen, don't apply for something just because you feel like you ain't qualified, because we learn every single day you can run the highest office in America and have every record possible. You can do it all. You can do it all, which is true. You can do it all. But this week alone
has literally taken our emotions on a tailspin run. And it's almost like running a race that you'll never be able to win, but you're still struggling to what, you know, trying to win it. That is where we are right now. Earlier this week, we got word that there was another executive order. I swear, I have studied political science for a long time, and I've always been interested in the politics because I like to analyze information. Now, I am an analyzer. Ask anybody that knows me. They know if you give me some information, I promise you, if you just let me look at it, I can tell you where this is going. I can tell you where things are headed. And so I've never seen this many executive orders in one president's tenure, let alone in 2 weeks. It's unfounded, right? And so one of the things that happened this week was the fact that he was saying that all federal grants and loans would be stopped. We're just putting a stop. We're not doing it. We're wrapping this up by noon. We're going to stop this from happening. But a lot of that had to do with a lot of the social services that many Americans need. If you are not getting Meals on Wheels to older people, what are they supposed to eat? If somebody who has housing and they need to have a housing assistant, they've been getting housing assistant and you cut it off, what does that mean for them? Does that mean they're homeless? Because I don't even want to say his slogan, but how is this great? Like how is this great? Now, I am going to tell you right now, this is not an entire episode of bashing Trump, but it will touch on it because I know some of y'all are sensitive in your spirit. I know it. You told yourself that this guy represented the great qualities that we want back in America because we've got these black folks and they running the country ragged. They so bad. We got to cut DEI. We got to cut all these things because we don't want them in the office. Here's when I know you're not educated. This is how I know. DEI has nothing to do with just black and brown and making sure that black brown people get in the office and get a job and get certain things. It does help in that, but it's not exclusively to that. DEI usually helps mostly white women. I know, clutch your pearls, pearls that have been passed down from mama and them, and you was just in shock and can't believe I'm going to stop following your podcast because you said that. Listen, my podcast is for those who it's for, but let me also educate you that DEI is mostly who benefit from it is mostly white women. And if you say things like, I want us to have paid leave for women who have children, and you then say you also don't believe in DEI, then I know you just don't understand. You're not educated. Okay. DEI will help in all of those things, but everybody just sees black and brown. And this is what, do you know what really irks me? How are we saying that DEI, which by definition, if you would just use your basic definition, if you would just use your Google, back in the day when I was a kid, my parents had every encyclopedia. They had encyclopedias. They had all kinds of stuff. And we would have to read. We had to go back down to the library to do our research. We couldn't get on a phone or a computer or a laptop and look for things in 2.3 seconds. But since we live in 2025 right now, in the year of our Lord and Savior, we now have things at our fingertips. Why are y'all not using it? You could simply look these things up, the definition of these things, and get the answer for it and would be good for it, but you choose not to. You would rather say things and use this rhetoric to spew out hate and things that you just don't understand because, again, I'm not calling you slow. I'm not calling you anything. I'm just calling it like I see it. If you don't know what DEI is and you're still only associating DEI with brown and black people, you need Jesus. Well, we already knew you needed Jesus, but you need something. And it's called education because you lack the understanding and the comprehension because you're so dead set on believing the lie that was spoon fed to you that you willingly swallowed. Okay. And then on top of that, these are the same people who say, I don't see color. How did you go from not seeing color to now seeing DEI as black and brown? How did you go from not seeing color to all of a sudden you associate DEI with only black and brown? You would rather cut your leg off to spite your eye. This is what you're doing. You don't see color, but all of a sudden color got back into your eye. It jumped on your eye and has manifested into your ability to now see color. You now see it. When we told y'all been seen color, you hold a fast on that. Not I don't see color. Everyone's human. Are they? Because you would rather cut off DEI, the very things put into place to give people equality, but also to make sure that the biggest people who benefited was white women. And all of a sudden, you're a magnificent, eye-seeing, color-seeing, car-carrying person. All of a sudden, your color just popped back into your eye. All these years, y'all been saying, I don't ever see color. I don't know why y'all keep saying that. My mother taught me to be nice to everyone. And then in a matter of 2 weeks, now all of a sudden, y'all good color came back. All of a sudden, color just popped back into your spirit. Just jumped in there. Just took over your soul. Didn't even ask for permission. Jumped into your soul. Now all of a sudden, you can see color these last 2 weeks. All of a sudden. And if I see near one of y'all, and when I say y'all, I mean any of y'all, because I'm going to be honest. Let me just break this down to y'all one more time. I know that we as a people tend to say how we see the majority of white people sliding down the thing, you know, the wall, and they're complaining about what Trump is doing. But let me also keep this 100. This ain't just a white people thing either. Just as much as we have to understand about DEI not being black and brown, some of y'all folks has been sliding down these walls and snotting and snorting out of your eyes because somebody deported or something happened to one of your family. It ain't been white folks. It ain't been just white folks. I've seen black people doing it, and I've seen brown people doing it. I've seen Puerto Ricans, you know, the Latinos for Trump. I've seen all of y'all doing the very most snotting and sliding down a wall. Listen, if you're going to do anything on the wall, go ahead and do that little wall dance. Go ahead and give me a little wall dance. Give me a little wall dance, okay? Because y'all sliding down these walls crying and snotting over something that you could clearly read, but you chose not to because you couldn't see color back then, remember? Because you couldn't see color. Color only jumped in your eye in the last 2 weeks. Because y'all sliding down these poles, y'all crying, you dying, you can't breathe, and I just want my wife to get her job back and all this other stuff. All of a sudden, when I say that we have been fighting and trying to live off of our edges, is going left. We barely got enough product to last. It's almost like going to the store. It's like you just went to the store. You just bought some edge control. You go and you slick your hair down and your hair is like, not today, Satan. I don't want none of that. We ain't doing none of that. That's what it feels like every day. You put down your edge control. You pray. You put down your prayer. You done put down your armor. You done put down your, let me be nice to these folks. Now I'm getting in here and start talking reckless, because now jobs is becoming even more harder, because now we're trying to get all the federal people to just leave. You know why we want federal people, the workers, to leave? Because that opens up the door for us to bring in our foolishness and people in there. If you get more people to quit, which I just want y'all to know, if you sign anything, I would sign Donald Duck before I sign my name to something talking about I'm quitting my job, because you do know you don't get a severance for quitting, but you know, what do I know? Okay. And so I really just want us to think about these things. We just be doing the most. And so this week, our edges is on standby. Like, it's on a puff of, do you remember Puff the Magic Dragon? It's on that. It ain't no mo. Okay? And so this week, the struggle has been real. We learned earlier this week that a lot of people that relied on government assistance and things that they were already had access to, EBT, all kind of different things, was about to be snatched. I told you, if you listen to the last two episodes of this season, I've already been up in my morning, waking up, praying, reading my word, praying during the day, like seeing all these things happen. And her, like, I've had to stop myself and ground myself. Now, when I say ground, I don't mean back in the day, like when my mama said you couldn't go outside, you got to go to your room because you ain't acting right. We're not talking about that type of ground. We're talking about the spirit of grounding, when you allow you to calm down because you're so anxious that you start to think off, your decision making becomes off, so you just react. Grounding is the spirit of causing yourself to calm your reaction. It's to allow yourself to think. It's allow yourself to retreat. It's allowing yourself to, again, calm your actions. And I've had to use a lot of grounding methods, which usually for me in these last few weeks have been used with my Bible and prayer. Now, before y'all come for me, because I am a mental health advocate, I am aware that there are several methods of grounding. I choose to do what's best for me. And for me, because I'm a PK at heart, which is a preacher's kid, I'm going to go back to my Bible. I'm going to go back to my word. I'm going to go back to a gospel song, because I have had to find a song in the night. Back in the day, If you're a gospel head like me, you know of a woman named Lisa Page. Now, Lisa Page, back in the day, she was in a group with Witness. And I remember after she went with that, she also had her own song and her own ministry, and she does everything now. Matter of fact, she's the one that sings "Victory Is Mine." Yeah, 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 yeah. That song everybody's been listening to, putting on the internet, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I remember the song that she used to have on one of her albums, and I believe it's with Witness. Don't quote me because I can't think of it off the bat, but it used to be "A Song in the Night." And I remember the words very exclusively, but the song premise had to do with learning to find those that sound, that song that would keep you when you don't even want to be kept, when your mind has gone completely left, when you have been caught up in so much foolishness, you've got to find a way to ground. And for me, a song does it. Word, the gospel, the Bible, all the things. These things have been doing it. And these things have been doing this for years. This didn't just start up. I just became more consistent with it in these last few weeks. Okay. And we went from, we ain't going to have these different services to, oh, now I'm rescinding it. No, no, no. Where a judge had to come in and say, hold up, hold up. Y'all just doing too much. Y'all need to check this out. Y'all not doing enough. So the judge blocked it. Then he was like, you know what? My bad. All right. We're just going to let it go. We rescind it for now. This week has been a fight. Mentally, we are becoming more and more stretched every day, but I think that is the whole point of it, to make you so desensitized to the foolishness, and also so that you can get so worked up that he'll come in and feel like he's the savior of the very mess he created. It's almost like dating a narcissistic person. They will make you feel like everything that you're doing, everything about you is wrong. You ain't never have no good qualities. You ain't never been a good person. Like, who would wake up and decide, you know what? I'm going to go out here. I'm going to find the most hateful person in the world. I'm going to just date him and we're just going to see what happens. You know that's not the case, right? So when you're dealing with a narcissist, they'll tell you, you were the problem. I wouldn't have to do half the stuff. It was because of you. You're the one who made me this way. They are using that as a sense of control. And that's exactly the same thing that's happening now. This week, we've been out here fighting. Edges going left. We can't get enough product. We go to the store. We don't have enough. I'm telling you, we have been fighting for our life for the last 2 weeks. I was telling one of my friends how these last 2 weeks makes it seem as if we've already put in our year. So they can really just go ahead and just speed us up to 2026 at this point, because we already did the work. And last 2 weeks, we already went through all the ups and downs. But we ain't even touched the surface yet of the things that we're going to see. We haven't even touched the surface yet of the things that we're going to see, the things that we're going to have to endure. I'm praying every single day, like, God, give me some strength. Give me wisdom. Show me what it is that I need to be doing. Show me how to prepare. Show me what it is I need to be in this season, because, God, I just know you're not going to just leave me here and just walk away and just wipe your hands after all this stuff that's been happening and all these things that are going through. I just can't believe it. Now, if you're listening to this episode and you're getting into it good and you're like, ooh, you on fire this week. I plan to try to be on fire every week, because I'm telling y'all don't understand the craziness that's been happening. We've all seen it, but this don't make no sense. Now, I just need y'all to take your hand and extend it to wherever. If you're listening to your phone, extend your hand to the phone. If you're watching this, whatever you're doing, just extend your hand to the phone so that you can be in a touch and agree with me. This is the second week of not going to Target, because we're supposed to be out here boycotting, right? Or some of us are saying we got to go in there. We got to shop and get only certain brands and come up out of there. Listen, I am a Target girly. It is my favorite store. The struggle is real. I know y'all would have me say, oh, well, just for the people, it's for the right thing and it's all good and I don't want to look back. I do want to look back. I'm so frustrated that we even have to be in a position that we're in right now with the store that we've trusted. It's almost like allowing your friend to come in your house. You know, they've been friends with you for a long time. You don't think that they would ever do anything wrong. And then all of a sudden they go in there and steal something. You're like, now, you know what? Now I can't ever have you. I can't trust you again. You can't come in my house again, but you still love that person. That's how I feel about Target. And before y'all wrap y'all dusty lips ain't had a piece of chapstick on it in a month of Sundays. Don't you come up in here talking about some, you shouldn't have that much that feelings for your store. First and foremost, You know, like I know, you've walked your narrow tail into a Target and you've been able to see all the things. You go into Target, you said you're going to get 4 items. You come out there with 25 and you spent up every dollar you got. It is that what it is, because Target has a one-stop shop. Some Targets even have alcohol. So now you can get your alcohol, you can get your groceries, you can get your personal hygiene, you can get some school products for your kids. You can clean, get cleaning supplies. You got stuff to, for decor. You got stuff to give gifts. You got things to buy for the family and head to toe. Target is the store. So do not, again, formulate that crusty lip that ain't had no chapstick on it in a month of Sunday to come out the woodworks and act like we don't understand why when I say how I'm just on the struggle bus, because I have not been inside of a Target. This is now the second week. And y'all need to stop coming for Tabitha Brown, but you know, that's a story for another day. All I know is that stuff is getting real. So how did I get past not going to Target? A lot of the things that we need from Target usually is food related. So things for like the kids' snacks, you know, things that we can buy because you can still buy some bulk things in there as well. So things like that. That's the majority of things that I get from Target. Now, when it comes to personal hygiene and all this other stuff that I'm going to miss, I got to figure it out. Because remember, it used to be like, okay, if Walmart was tripping, you go to Target. Or Target was tripping, you go to Walmart. Now they done did it to both of them. So now we're stuck. Let me just explain to you, there will be people who say, well, you don't need to have that word. Don't worry about that. That's what y'all problem is, worrying about a store. Listen, listen. The story is what it is. The struggle and the love that you have for a store that you usually would patronize, because I'm telling you right now, I've already been there 2011 times. But now, ain't no more. Can't go in there. Gotta stay true to the mission. So, anybody that can help to help Auntie Tabitha Brown figure out how she can get her products to her own website or something, please let us know. But until then, we're going to do whatever it is that we need to do. We're going to do it.
So here are a few things that I have been doing to help me maintain 5 seconds of the edges that I have. One has been no therapy this week. I have therapy, I think, next week. So no therapy this week. I don't do therapy every week. I used to, but that has ceased. I don't need to anymore. Yes, it's like a graduation. Anywho, so no therapy this week. But I have been doing things like grounding myself, getting up in the morning, praying, reading my word. I said that before, said that a million times. I'm going to keep saying, I'm going to keep encouraging it. What else? Grounding myself. Self-care has been greatly helpful. Rest. I know. Because why would I say rest when everybody's like, oh, I have so much to do. I have to get this done. I have to get that done. Let me just say something. Rest. Rest has been very helpful. Now, I can't guarantee I can get that same level of rest, like, you know, next week. But rest has been extremely, extremely helpful. Listening to podcasters. Yes, just like you're listening to me now, listening to other podcasters, they've been expressing themselves or just listening to something that don't have anything to do with politics. All super helpful. What else this week has been helping me? Being honest about the conversations, like when I'm talking to people and they say, oh, how are you doing? I say, oh, you know, I'm not doing well, or I'm struggling this week with everything going on, but I have a plan in place to get better. Like just being honest is helpful because it allows you to just kind of be normal and human and have that, you know, touchability. Also, just making sure that I have certain things in place where I know, like, I'm not going to allow myself to get too engulfed with people. Like, I don't debate people online anymore. Trust me. This has been a huge game saver. And the reason why is that because people are already set in their ways. Like, you can teach new, you know, grown people, old people, you know, new things who are willing, but you don't need to waste your time on those who don't. So I don't. I will make a statement. Like I may see somebody say something. I may make a statement, but that's about it. Once it goes into a back and forth, you can count me all the way out. I don't have time to convince. I don't. There's so much going on. The world is already doing what it's doing, that for me to take the time to go back and forth with somebody would be fruitless of my experience, fruitless of my time, and it would just take away from the very things and the fiber of the things that I'm wanting to do. So I don't allow myself to get involved. So yes, we have now, like I said, we have gotten to the end of the month and it feels like a year and no end in sight. So anything that we can do to uplift ourselves, anything that we can do to help somebody else, anything that we can do to bring in resources, because we need to do all of those things. Let's find a smart way of distributing that information, those resources. Those are the things that we want to be focused on. So I've done my part, not gone into Target, finding alternatives for those things that I, you know, have told myself that I've needed. And now that I have not done it in 2 weeks, which to you may not be a big deal, but to me, it is what it is. I am just like, Lord, help me to focus on my finances. Where can I make better cuts at? Where can I do things that's going to uplift? So yeah, your girl who is a Target girly has learned to do without it. And let me just say, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It may be hard, and yes, it's going to come with its own level of frustrations, but doing whatever is necessary is key. So shout out to all of those who are doing the same. What have I been doing for my personal mental health? Again, reading in my Bible, praying, getting myself grounded. This week I did water yoga. Now listen, I'm going to be real. Water yoga is for all. Anybody can do it. But it is a challenging exercise. I want to say though, I did not fall in the water, and that is really one thing that I wanted to make sure that I did not do. So I didn't fall in the water. I did get through the entire class. I was able to do certain little things on the board, but it's not for everyone. Anyone can do it, but it's not for anyone. The things that I learned from it though, as a takeaway, is that I can continue to do difficult things. I can stretch myself to the limit, that my body is worthy of all the exercise and all the things that I put into it. So those are things that I took from it. Also, continue finding a way to spark joy this week. Like, I know that I took that workout class on the floating yoga, which was through Aquavita, but that brought me immense joy. What are you doing to bring in personal joy? We talked about this to my husband. Like, we've got to create that. We've got to create constant reminders. We have to find constant flows of making sure that we're creating the joy in our spaces, because we deserve it. And regardless of what the world is doing in our home, we should be creating safe spaces. Any way that you can create that with the people that you love, because everybody in your home should be people that you can, that you love. And again, I do hope that everybody has people that they like in there, because I know circumstances is for different for everybody. And we also know that Black history is American history, correct? But we know that there's been the emphasis of trying to remove such history from the textbooks and or from the classrooms. And it looks like it might happen. It 100% looks like it could possibly happen. Here's what you can do to support all of the initiatives is to, one, make sure that you do your job as a parent to teach your children the history of Black history, of what Black people have contributed to this country, the ways in which they have done it from the past all the way to the very, you know, present and the future. That is one thing that you can do. Number two, continue to support and or buy, purchase all the things for banned books. Make a note of them things. Buy them, store them, save them, do all the things. Because they are not, there's nothing wrong with books. So let's do that. We have so much yet to do. So make sure that you're following along. If you aren't following me, follow me on Twitter. Not Twitter. Do not follow me on Twitter. Absolutely not. Do not follow me there. Follow me on Blue Sky. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Facebook. And then also find me on the TikTok, the Clock app, because I am keeping you up to date of all the things that are going down. Every executive, well, for the most part, every executive that has been signed. So follow me there. We will get through this together. I'm sending you absolute love. This is this week's podcast as we talk about the foolishness that has happened. Again, make sure you take care of yourself. Like, surround yourself with the most amazing people, because we ain't got time to be around a bunch of miserable people that are going to do the same thing, make you frustrated, make you more angry. We're not doing that. And remember, we're not engaging or arguing with people. We're going to say our piece. We're going to keep it moving. That's it. That's it. Because we don't got time to carry people's loads this 4 years, okay? Remember, if you're like me, you're part of that prestige of 92 or even more. And we don't have time for that at all. All right. Have a great weekend. And remember, this is Conversations with Toy.
Thank you as always for joining me. And I know that even in the deepest or joyful conversations, that there's something we can learn and apply. Until next time, I hope that you are doing better. If not, we will be back to talk some more and handle it. Peace to you and yours. Stay grounded.